Today we continue with lesson number 38 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim. We'll continue in the 10th perek with the 4th and 5th Mishnah. Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. We learned yesterday and the day before that a Naro Hamuroso, a young girl who is the age of Bagrus, of Na'arus. She is 12 years and a day. She has shown the signs, the pubic hairs, that indicate that she is now a Gedola. So 6 months from that period, she becomes a Bogeres, and she's on her own, so to speak. But during that six-month interval, from the time she becomes a Naro, which we normally call the time she was 12 years and a day, so if she is Me'ureses, she is Mekudeshes to a man, but not yet married fully to him because she's still living in her father's home. So the father and Orus together have the power, and only together have the power of Haforas Nedorim. We also learned in Mishneh Gimel yesterday that the Orus, since his power of Hafora is only in conjunction with the father, can, together with the father, be Mefer Bekodmin, issue a Hafora even for the Durim that she made beforehand, some time ago. However, a Baal, once she's married fully to her husband, then the husband does not have the full husband, let's call him a Baal rather than an Orus. There's been not only Kedushin, which makes him an Orus, but there's been Chuppah too, so now he's a Baal. He does not have the power to be Mefer Bekodmin. So once she's married to him, the husband cannot be Mefer earlier Nedorim. So what can be done to have a woman enter a marriage free of Nedorim? So the Mishnah tells us, Derech Talmidei Chachomim, the custom of the Talmidei Chachomim, was Ad Shelo Hoisa Bito Yotza Omeyetzlo, that the father, when he was about to give away his daughter, so to speak, she was still in his home, but soon to be married, Omerlo, he would say to her, Kol Nedorim Shenodar Besoch Besi Harehein Muforin, because the father does have the power to be Mefer Bekodmin, so he can say to her on her wedding day in the morning, all the Durim you may have made previously when you were living with me are hereby declared Muforin. But the father alone does not have the power to be made for her Nedorim. So together with the father, V'chein Habal, the husband too, just before the wedding, Ad Shelo Tikones Lirshuso, when he's still in the state of Orus, it's still before the Chuppah, Omer Lo, he says to her, Kol Nedorim Shenodart Ad Shelo Tikonsi Lirshusi Harehein Muforin, that all the Nedorim you may have made before you came into my Rishus, before we were fully married, are Muforin. So we have the Hafora of the father, the Hafora of the Orus, together, being Mefer, nullifying all the vows she may have made. The reason we do this is Shemisheti Kones Lirshusa. Once she comes into the Rishusa Baal, once there's Chuppah and she's fully married, Eino Yochel Ofer, he can no longer declare her previous vows, the ones she made before she was married, null and void. Now, the next Mishnah is an interesting halacha. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kisuvis, in the 5th perek, Nosdin lipsulo shnei mosor chodesh mishetovo habal lefaneis es atzmo, that a besula, a virgin girl, once she accepts the kedushin, but she's not ready for the nisuin because she has to get her clothing and her sheets and pillowcases and linens, etc., etc. So she's given 12 months. Ulalmona shloshim yom. A widow getting remarried is only given 30 days. Higiyaz man velo nisu. Suppose that 12-month period expires and there still has been no wedding. Ochlos Mishelo. From that point on, the husband is responsible to pay for her mezonos. She eats from his kitchen, so to speak, although it's still before the chuppah. Our Mishnah raises an interesting question. Suppose this girl is in this status now, that she's receiving mezonos, she's receiving her support from the husband-to-be, not from her father. She's still a nara. Does the husband already have, I'm sorry, whether she's a nara or not, doesn't matter, even if she's a bogeres, but she's not yet married to this man b'chuppah, only b'kedushin. But he is supporting her. She is ocheles mishelo. She's eating, he's sending her a check every week to buy groceries. Does that itself give him the right of hafora? Or does the right of hafora only come when she's take, fully married, chuppah, etc.? This depends upon a principle of her ishot, ein isha no deres, ela al das bala. Now we assume that when a wife makes a neder, she makes it subject to her husband's approval. This is what gives her husband the power of hafara, of anadara. So, does a woman who's not yet under the chuppah, but she's receiving a mezonos check from her husband-to-be, is she also at that stage where her nedarim are only made subject to her husband's approval? Or does she not care that much about her husband's approval until there's really been a chuppah? This, as we will see, is a machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah. Bogeres sheshoaso shneimos achodesh v'almono shloshim yom. The time, the preparatory time toward the wedding has expired, and now he has a responsibility, the husband to be, to support her. Does he also, with that, get the quid pro quo in exchange for supporting her, get the right of hafora over her nedorim? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hoi luva lo chayev im zonoseho, since he is obligated to support her, yofer, he has the power of hafora over her nedorim. In other words, that we do say that such a woman who is being supported by her husband-to-be is already eina noderes elo al das bala, only makes nedarim subject to her husband's approval. V'chachamim omrim, the chacham disagree and say no. Ein habal mefer ad shetikones lishuso. It's only after chuppah, she's really living with him, then we say that she's not going to make a neder unless it's subject to her husband's approval, giving him the power of hafora. But if he's just supporting her, but not yet living with her as man and wife after the chuppah, he, according to the Chachamim, does not have the power of hafora. And so we have concluded lesson number 38.